This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Andrew Drummond and Tyler Ray, and we're talking about the Granite Backcountry Alliance. They have two events this week. There's the Wild Pow event that's happening tomorrow night. It's a Passion into Purpose talk with professional snowboarder Forrest Shearer. And that will be 6 till 9 tomorrow night at Tuckerman Brewing Company. And that's free to attend. And then there's also the Wild Corn event this Saturday, 9 till 9. It's going on all day at Black Mountain in Jackson. We'll get into all the details on that. You can find more information or register yourself at skireg.com/wildcorn. That's SKIREG.com/wildcorn. Andrew and Tyler, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Really excited to have professional snowboarder Forrest Shearer coming in, and that's going to be tomorrow night at Tuckerman Brewing Company.
Yeah, we're excited to expand to Friday night this year. A lot of interest weekend long. We have a lot of people coming from away. A great place to meet up. We're co-hosting with Protect Our Winters, which is a national advocacy group related to for climate change awareness. And so they're sending Forrest to us, and we're pretty excited to work with them and talk with Forrest. He's a big mountain split boarder with the likes of Jeremy Jones and those guys. And he'll have a lot to talk about. So it'll be a good scene. It's free, no charge. You come on in, hang out, meet up with your friends, plan for the weekend. That'll be a good way to kick things off.
So that's going to be a really cool talk, and Passion into Purpose, I'm assuming it's about taking your passions and pursuing them.
Correct, yeah. And just and what you can do on a personal level to mitigate and reduce your impact on where we live and just being a good citizen, that type of stuff. So it's climate change, make it relatable.
And low impact is what Granite Backcountry Alliance is all about. Backcountry snowboarding, backcountry skiing, making sure that we've got those paths that are available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We create these glades, and it's really non-invasive. We go in there, and we're just really taking down the small underbrush and down trees and clearing out, just making this reliable ski little zone in the backcountry where, you know, you're not, if you looked at it from above, you'd never know. You know, in the summertime, the canopy's full, and it's not intrusive. Whereas, like, a normal ski resort or ski trail, even something like the Sherby, you know, right up off Mount Washington, you can see that miles away. But with the glades, they're a little more discreet.
It's also sustainable and low impact is definitely part of our mantra and mission. It's big for us, and we do it on a micro level with our glade design and implementation. But also on a macro level, you know, we partner with groups like Protect Our Winters, Winter Wildlands Alliance, Leave No Trace. So it's really important for us to have that be one of our primary criteria for, you know, our group. And it's a good opportunity to vocalize that this weekend when we have everyone together. So
Wild Pow happening tomorrow night, 6 till 9 in the evening at Tuckerman Brewing Company. You get to see professional snowboarder Forrest Shearer giving a Passion into Purpose talk, and that's going to be about minimizing impact on the environment. That's free to attend. And then this Saturday, Black Mountain in Jackson has the Wild Corn event that's going on 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and that is a really exciting event. Demos, music, everything.
Yeah, we got everything going on Saturday. It's going to be a wild time. We're pretty excited to introduce a lot of different activities, clinics, games, music, everything. It starts at 9 in the morning. There's demos. There's splitboard demos. We have Jones, Never Summer, Burton, Weston, and then for ATs, Alpine Touring Gear, Parlor, DPS, Gila Whites, Andrew will have gear, a handful of others that I'm not mentioning right now. Then we have activities during the day. We have a whole list on our website, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot of interest, and so we're trying to pick pieces of the pie and have people taste that throughout the day, and so they can understand and get introduced to the different aspects of the sport of backcountry skiing.
Regular skiing or snowboarding, you got the lift and you're going up and down. It's almost like a constant roundabout, but this you actually get to, you're hiking up on your own. You're almost communing in nature with Away before you go down that mountain and enjoy the fun downhill part as well.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. You know, this is for backcountry skiers and snowboarders, and just people that are curious about it too. Maybe you come from an alpine background, but this is a great chance to just come out and see it all. Black Mountain is shutting down the lifts this weekend where they'd normally be spinning for us. So it's basically like they're giving us the mountain. It becomes their own little backcountry zone. And they've been really friendly to backcountry skiers all winter with my shop, with events. It's really become the hub of the Mount Washington Valley for backcountry skiing. So couldn't think of a better venue to have it. We've got all this man-made snow that's it's resilient and rugged. Weather's looking really good for Saturday. And, you know, this lineup, you know, we're going to have pretty much looking at twice the numbers as last year. So it only makes sense to make more options, have more food, more music, more activities, and accommodate everyone for this weekend.
And that's, again, this Saturday, the Wild Corn event, 9 till 9 at Black Mountain in Jackson. You can find more information or register yourself at skireg.com/wildcorn. That's skireg.com/wildcorn. It's something distinctive. I think anybody from New England knows when that snow falls and winter sets in, there's kind of like a quiet calm.
A different perspective of how to get outside, right? That's ultimately what we're trying to do, is encourage people to go play. And in the wintertime, oftentimes there's an environment there that you don't want to go outside. But once you do, you know, there's a compelling case to stay out there. And that's when the glades are fresh and the snow is good. So it's an exciting thing that's been happening this winter, especially here in the valley with the Maple Villa Glade that we've introduced. It's been hugely successful and popular. We have more to come. And so that's really what this event is about. It's raising some funds so that we can continue to work behind the scenes. There's a lot that happens that people don't realize. It's not just so simple as, you know, skiing in the woods. I wish it was. there's a lot that goes on. So this weekend is really an opportunity to celebrate that. And Saturday during the day is really come hang out, experience some things, just skin and ski, whatever you want. And then there's the main event, which is really kicks off at 5 o'clock, which is our Ski-Mo race that Andrew runs with Ski the Whites. And then we have a band after that. And so if you can come during the day, you can come at night, either way, you can come all day, whatever. So it's not one thing or the other. It's just a big opportunity to have fun.
Yeah, let's get into the Ski-Mo race. Andrew, what are we looking at for that race?
Fun. We're trying to make this a really fun event.
Costumes.
You know, the important thing
cowbells.
About, yeah. If you followed any of the Ski the Whites events, you know, for Friday Night Lights or what we've done over at Shawnee Peak or Cranmore, it's all about fun first. And it's accommodating all abilities and making the best course you can given the conditions. And with that, this is for all abilities. So if you just want to come and participate, the course is really fun and unique. There'll be gates, there'll be jumps, there'll be obstacles. And that's also translates really well for spectators too. Something for them to watch. If you're not into it and you're tired, you know, hopefully had a great day out in the backcountry, or just, you know,
don't forget the backcountry booter.
That's
right at the bottom turn where it's a big big jump. People fly off this thing on these skinny skis. It's a sight to behold. Some big crashes occasionally.
It is probably like one of the most entertaining, I'd say, and I'm not too biased, but ski mountaineering, skinny ski races in the U.S. I mean, you don't see photos and imagery coming out like we've had the past couple of years from any other event. So it's, you know, that's definitely one of the marquee activities to witness.
And this year, the Lycra suits might fit in well with our intergalactic galaxy theme, which is really spurred by Moon Boot Lover, which is our headlining band.
Demos, games, different live acts, Moon Boot Lover, Reckless, Dagobah System, they're all performing, and much, much more, including a barbecue, cash bar, a kids play area, shovel race. It's all going down at Black Mountain in Jackson, 9 to 9 this Saturday. It's the Wild Corn event. For more information or to register yourself for that, skireg.com/wildcorn. That's skireg.com/wildcorn. There's also the Wild Pow event happening at Tuckerman Brewing Company tomorrow, 6 to 9. That's with professional snowboarder Forrest Shearer. That is free to attend. Andrew, Tyler, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.